situation over here. It's good to be in the house of the Lord tonight.
Absolutely.
Always good to be in the midst of His people. Amen. Finding strength from one another. And that's what we should be doing. We want you to turn with us, if you would, tonight to Hebrews, the third chapter. We're going to read some there. Don't know how much might read the whole chapter there. Don't know exactly where all God's going to take us to tonight, but I'm just going to put my trust in Him. Mm-hmm. The title of the message tonight is Overcoming Doubt. Overcoming Doubt. There are three different things that the Lord has shown me this week that we have doubt in. And when we have unbelief or doubt, let me first say this. Doubt is nothing but the opposite of faith. Amen. If you have doubt in something about God, then you don't have faith. So that we're just going to get that out there tonight. But there are three different things that we doubt in. Sometimes we see somebody maybe go to the altar and pray and ask God forgiveness. And sometimes doubt will creep into our mind, and we doubt that individual. Do we not? Mm-hmm. Amen. Sometimes we pray for something, or we ask God for something, and we have doubt in ourselves. We think, why would God do this for me? So we have doubt in ourselves. So we can have doubt in other people. We can have doubt in ourselves. And this is the worst one, is when you have doubt in God. When you say that, this is impossible. This is too big. I will tell you tonight.